Okay, we are holding in Siman Kuf Pei Aleph. We had Sif Zayin. Ein mevarchin shum bracha al mayim achronim. We don't make a bracha on the washing at the end of the meal, right? In distinction to the netilas yadayim we do before eating. Explains the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Zayin. Ein mevarchin delefi hatam shebe'en le'el b'sif katan aleph. According to the reason we said earlier, Sif Katan Aleph mishum chashash melech sadoimis tehu sakan le'inayim, because we're washing to get this dangerous salt that could, chas v'shalom, blind a person if it was from the fingers touch the eyes. So this is b'vadai ein shayach levarich al netilas zu. So certainly we would not make a bracha on this because we're doing it as a protective measure. We're washing so we don't harm ourselves. Kemo she'ein mevarichin al shmir mishar sakonos. You don't find any source for making brachas on protecting yourself. Kegon hamesanin mayim belayla mipnei sakonos iluka kiyotze bezeh. About if one is sifting the water out. Vafilu lefi hatam harishon shekusavnu le'el danatilehi kidei lahasya hazuhama. And according to the first reason, that we're washing not because of melech sedomis, but just to get the filth off our hands, me'al yadav, our hands kodem birchas hamazon, before we bench now, shelefi tam zeh, according to this reason, of the it's a dirt issue, not a melech sedomis issue, hayroi levarach al netilas zu. So it, Taka, you should make a bracha on this washing. Nevertheless, lo nahagu kein, the minig is not to make a bracha on washing. Nowadays, when we do the mitzvah, the washing, that's not the way it was actually set up to be done. Why? That we dip the hands in this sweet type of oil. To take off the dirt from their hands. Since we don't do it the way it was actually set up, so it's almost like a low plug, so we're not going to make the bracha now at all, even though we are still washing mayim machonim. Sif ches. The Yesh Om he's quoting now is the Shita of the Rashba, that washing Mayim Achronim, you do not need to dry your hands off afterwards. Ulah Rambam minagev acherkach mevarich. So according to the Rambam, you would in fact have to wash your hands, dry your hands. May I say the backwards? Yeah, the Rashba holds you dry, again, sorry. The Rashba holds you do not need to dry your hands, and the Rambam holds you do need to dry your hands. Right? L'Ramba minage v'achakach mivarich. Sivkat in Yedches, in the Mishnah Berurah. Einan tzrichim niguv. You don't need to dry your hands. Kevin she'enam boim rak l'nakos esayedayim. The whole purpose is just we're cleaning them off. Gam below niguv heinikius. So they're clean whether the hands are wet or not. That's the whole point. You're washing it off, so it doesn't, you're not required, according to this opinion, to dry the hands afterwards. In Yud Tes, he explains, L'harambam, according to Shitas Harambam, Sevir Le Delo Nikra Netila Beli Niguv. It's not called doing Netilas Yadayim, washing hands, unless you dry them off afterwards. Ayin Le'el Sof Simen Kufayin Gimel Mashma Da'as Das HaMechaber L'Hakil B'zeh. It would seem that the Mechaber is lenient in this. Mikol Mokom L'Chadchila Tov L'Nagiv Yodov L'Tzeis Das Kulam. You don't lose anything by washing your hands. So even if we are lenient and you don't require it, you still certainly satisfy both opinions by drying your hands. That's why you'll find some people rub them together, or on their beard, whatever it is. Kosva Beis Yosef Shem Sefer Shulchan Shel Arba V'chein hevi be'eli rabba b'shem hakolbo demayim achronim ein tzrichim shiur. There's not a requirement of how much elishu behen kedei lahadiach behen es yodav. Enough just to wash off the hands. We say for ma'aserav from the grah hevi hanhagas avilnagon hagrah the vilnagon haisa b'revius. So he was really doing a full netila that he would wash with a revius. We explained different shitas as to how much a revius is. The most lenient, I think, is 2.9, 3.3 ounces, all the way up till 5.4. But that was the, it's brought down from the Ma'isarav of the Gro that he would wash with a real, a full revius. Okay. Tes, mayim achronim notlim b'chol minei mashkin. You can use any type of liquids, doesn't really mean any type. We'll see that you can't use wine, because that's be Zion to use the wine, but for other types of things, one could use, even have leftover drinks. Rav Yashav Zatzal said that it's not baltashchis, you could use like the leftover seltzer or soda, something like that, to wash off the hands. Says the Mishnah Berurah now in Sifkat and Chaf, Notlin Bechol, you could use any type of liquid. Shigam heim menakim hayadayim mizuhama kimomayim. They clean your hands off just like water cleans your hands off. Umari be'ein lo mayim. We're talking about a case, says the Mishnah Berurah where there is no water available. Obviously, that's the number one beverage of choice to use to wash your hands off, is to use the water. But if you don't, you could. Hayesh l'mayim ein litul b'mashkin. You should not use other liquids if you have the water available. Chaf aleph minei mashkin, afilu b'shemen u'dvash v'chalav, even with oil, with honey, with milk. Chutz miyayin, except you cannot use wine to wash mayim achronim, mipnei chashivusa, because it's such an important beverage, right? We make a separate bracha on the Bnei Pri Hagafen. Kostu achronim shekol minei mayim hapasum l'rishonim. All types of water that you're not allowed to wash netilas yadayim before, then dahayinu shenase behem malacha. It's like that would be an example of, you know, dish water that you use to clean dishes with, or laundry. Or shenishtanu marehen, or it's changed its color. Afilu mayim shenipslu mishtias behema chaygavna. Things that you would not, an animal wouldn't drink. Mikomalchem kesherim lachronim. We're lenient when you're allowed to use these types of water for mayim achronim. Vegam ein sarach lahen kli dekoch gavra kirishona. Right? We don't have these requirements that we saw that has to be dafka through a kli, and then it has to be through the a person's pouring it and not just flowing on its own. Ein chatzitzas yadayim poselos behen, and if you have certain chatzitzas, things that are blocking it, gam ein tzarech lishpoch al yadav el pam echos, and you only have to do once, whereas we saw by the netilas yadayim, you would wash it two times. Okay, sif yud. Yesh she'ein nohagin litol mayim achronim. Some have the minhag not to wash mayim achronim. Vafila nohagim b'kein, and even those who do, adam shehu istinis viragilitol yadav achar hasud, a person who's finicky and would normally wash his hands and clean them off after eating a meal, l'didei, according to him, havidayim uzomos, v'tzorech litol yadav koidim birchas amazon. So such a person like that would in fact have to wash his hands before benching. The Mishnah Berurah now in Chav Beis, She'ein Nogin, Mipnei She'ein Melech Sodomis Matzui Binenu. We don't have the Melech Sodomis, and that's like Tosfos points out, that since, you know, we're not really concerned for it, so therefore that's why some are lenient on this. Mishum Yadayim is almost Ein Choshishin, so we're not concerned about the dirt. However, Achshav Ein Makpidin Lirachtson Milichluch HaMeichel Ein Zeh Kroi Zuhum Alone. That's not called real filth. Dasa Grob Biro Ditzarech Lito Gam Haidna. According to the Gro, that we have to still wash nowadays as a requirement. Mayim achronim chova. V'tam melech sedomis the yedayim zuhmos gam atashayich. They still do apply nowadays. K'mosh kosu b'sif aleph. V'chein kosu magin avram b'shem mekubalim. Based on the Kabbalah, there's an Indian to do this. D'chol adam yizogir b'mayim achronim. We should be very makpid on this. V'chein hichmir hamarshal b'yam shal shlomo. V'chein kosu habirke yosef. Ein sham shehechmir harbe b'zeh. So he finds, even though, you know, the mechaber starts off by saying that but according to all these opinions, one in fact should do it. Chav Gimel v'tzarech litol yadav. Rotz Salom means like this: this is a medina tzarech litol yadav b'mayim achronim l'chuli alma. You have to l'chakos v'achronim shafilu rotz levarich al hayayin. Oh, peirus be'emzas u'ut tzarech l'nakchon. That if a person would want to make a bracha, as we've learned earlier, that certain things like fruits in the middle of the meal, wine served in the middle of the meal, requires a bracha, you'd have to wash your hands before making that bracha. Kevan sheyadav meluchlos, your hands are dirty, shehu v'huitznis, and the guy's finicky about it, so in that case, one certainly would wash their hands. And the last Mishnah Berurah in this simin, Chaf Dalet, Kodem Birkas HaMazon, that one should wash his hands before him. V'tzorech lizayir shelo lahafzik bein netila l'birkas HaMazon afilu b'divrei Torah. So one should not have a hefsek, a break, from washing and benching, even to share divrei Torah. There is a discussion in the poskim about what's the din with a woman washing. So it's one of those things where the poskim certainly say that a woman should, in fact, wash, but somehow the minhag developed amongst the Bnei Ashkenaz that women do not wash netilas yadayim. But I have to confess, it's unclear exactly why that is so. I think they bring from Shlomo Zalman Orbach and others as well that, in fact, a woman could wash mayim achronim as well. Okay. In the Dirshu 16, it says, L'gabi chiv noshim b'mayim achronim, kosa b'shud, samas chayim, according to these two reasons that we said about cleanliness, about Melech Sodomis, so women are the same as men.
Zatzal,
that women are obligated to do this. Shut shave a laver, Vosner, Zatzal, Kosov She Minak Ha'olam, who Shein Hanashim, Notlois Es Yedehem. Right? The meaning is that they don't. But again, it's not entirely clear to me why that should be so. And finally, he brings in the same, at the end of the footnote, Ketanim. What about the children? Shegil Achinuch, that they've reached the age of understanding the mitzvah. Sakosov, Garam Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, Shetov Lechanchem, Shehitlu Es Hidehem, Lemay Machonim. It's good, Machanachem, they should wash Mayim Machonim after the meal. Vechain Huva, it's brought Abal Divrei Yoel Misatmer, the Satmer Rebbe. Shehura Lechanich Es Haketanim, Lenatilis Mayim Machonim. That also proper Chinuch is to teach children to wash Natilis. Wash my machonim at the end of a meal.